السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the Lady of Light, the Honorable Fatima, the son of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, the grandson of the Noble Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards knowledge and wisdom. The one who has eloquently said, O people, the person who is generous becomes a grand, lofty person. The person who is stingy debases himself. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his dialogues.
Every clean soul.
Imam al-Hussein's words regarding Umar bin Junada. This is a young man whose father was killed in the first attack, and perhaps his mother resents his joining the battlefield.
Look what Karbala gave us. In return, what can we give? I thought I'd go there to die, but in fact I went there to live.
You cannot die. You cannot die. You live on even though we're left grieving. And I will walk on the roads you would walk. Your words live on though you no longer.
Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, the most merciful person is the one who forgives when he is able to take revenge. It is a divine miracle for sure how the words of the infallible imams, such as the third infallible imam of the progeny of the Holy Prophet, Imam Hussein, they speak in such short manners, but their words encompass an ocean of knowledge, wisdom, and truth. Here, dear listeners, Imam Hussein alayhi salam is telling us that the most merciful person is the one who forgives when he has the power to take revenge. When everything is on their side. When the other side has become weak and humbled. Meaning, of course, it's very easy to be merciful and to forgive when we are in a position of weakness or we have no other option. In this case, it's almost like we are forced to forgive and be merciful because, hey, there is no other option available. But where lies the epitome of mercy? Where lies the most beautiful form of mercy? Where lies the perfection of mercy? Imam Hussein alayhi salam tells us the perfection and the peak of mercy lies at the time when we have the upper hand. when we can take revenge and satisfy some lowly desire of ours to hurt another, when we have the power to make the other person suffer as much as they caused us to suffer. Yet here, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, this beacon of truth and love and wisdom and justice, tells us, no, don't take revenge and don't make that person suffer. Especially now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the upper hand. It is Allah who has given you the power. The most merciful thing to do is to forgive at this point. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to forgive others when we are in a position to take the worst kind of revenge, but willingly choose to be the most merciful.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifina
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of Ziyara An-Nahiya Al-Muqaddasa. Stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As-salamu ala gharib al-ghuraba.
Peace be upon the loneliest of the lonely.
As-salamu ala shaheed al-shuhada.
Peace be upon the greatest martyr of the martyrs.
As-salamu ala qateel al-ad'iya.
Peace be upon him who was slain by the individuals of illegitimate birth.
As-salamu ala sakin Karbala.
Peace be upon the one who is at rest in Karbala.
As-salamu ala man bakatuhu malaikatu as-sama.
Peace be upon the one for whom the heavenly angels wept.
As-salamu ala man dhurriyatuhu al-azkiya.
Peace be upon the one whose descendants are the pure.
As-salamu ala ya'sub al-din.
Peace be upon the chief of the religion.
As-salamu ala manazil al-barahin.
Peace be upon the places of the divine proofs.
As-salamu ala al-a'immati as-sadat.
Peace be upon the imams, the masters of mankind.
As-salamu ala al-juyub al-mudarrajat.
Peace be upon the blood-stained chests.
As-salamu ala al-shifahi al-dhabilat.
Peace be upon the parched lips.
As-salamu ala al-nufus al-muzdalimat.
Peace be upon the blocked souls.
As-salamu ala al-arwah al-mukhtalasat.
Peace be upon the snatched spirits.
As-salamu ala al-ajsad al-ariyat.
Peace be upon the stripped corpses.
As-salamu ala al-jusum al-shahibat.
Peace be upon the pallid bodies.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always.
عليك مني سلام الله
أبداً.